What was the inspiration for this production? How did it all come about?
Basically how sort of Those Who Can't Do came to me kind of as an idea. I was actually part of a writing group the year I graduated from university that was run by a friend of mine, and it was a group of women, and we had just kind of were getting together, I think, every couple of weeks, just to sort of write and kind of support each other as, like, playwrights and various, like, different types of writing. And we had sat down and were just talking about, like, different experiences that we had had, you know, in high school growing up. And we just got into a discussion about something that had happened that we had heard sort of on the I don't think it actually had gotten onto the news, but we just heard a story about a high school that had kind of a sort of a minor, like, sex scandal, which I think sometimes happens. It sort of happened everywhere, I think. I feel like you know, everyone has a story of hearing about something happening at their school or at a school near them. But basically what it was it was a sort of a situation where, you know, a group of girls got caught being part of a blowjob club. Where it was sort of a group of younger girls who were going to parties and sort of getting sort of cred for performing blowjobs on, you know, groups of guys that were at the party. And what sort of triggered the idea of wanting to write the show was that, you know, when you talk about that sort of situation with people, a lot of the reactions that I was hearing was, you know, why would no teenage girls do that? Like, that would have never been something that I would have chosen to do when I was 14, 15, and I just don't understand how it happens. And a lot of the discussion sort of focused on, like, why would girls make this choice, as opposed to, like, why would girls and, you know, young guys engage in this? And for me, it was just sort of a really interesting idea of why we do focus so much on sort of female sexual development in high school and protecting, you know, young women and being very, very scared about choices women make. And that was sort of the beginning of wanting to write the show, because it did kind of remind me a lot of when I was growing up in high school in a pretty small town and how nobody really talked about, you know, the positive aspects of, like, sex to me at all. And it was more that you learned about the basics and you learned, you know, if you start having sex, it's dangerous, you could get pregnant, you could get the disease, and so you need to be careful, you need to protect yourself. And there wasn't much positive dialogue going on about, you know, what relationships mean, or even what sexual relationships mean, and how they can be good. And so that was kind of the very beginning of wanting to write the show.